Feeling worried, she opened the door and got out to inspect the damage. Thankfully, even in the gloom of the heavy autumn fog, she was pleased to see no dents or scars in the aluminium surface. Despite her complete lack of towing abilities, she loved the tiny but classic 1950s American trailer. It suited her bohemian style with its retro design of smooth, rounded edges and lack of hard corners. It wouldn't have looked out of place on the fields at Glastonbury. After all, this wasn't a traditional caravan. The clue was in its name. It was designed to move like a silver stream of air and be light enough to be towed by a car. Which was a good thing, as she only had her dilapidated Fiesta to tow it with. The problem hadn't been towing the vintage Airstream in a straight line. The difficulty had been manoeuvring the 18-foot-long trailer around corners. Sky ran her hand down the smooth side of the Airstream again, but there was definitely no damage. She gave a shaky sigh of relief. That would have been the worst thing to have happened, especially now that it was hers to keep. Dear, sweet, lovely Norman. How she missed him. The thought of him still gave her a lump in her throat on top of an already emotional day. She had just closed the front door for the last time on the happy home that they had shared for the past decade. Just Skye, her sister, and Norman. They had been a very happy threesome, with Norman becoming a surrogate grandfather to both women. Now all she had to remember him by were her precious memories and his beloved Airstream. It had been one of Norman's most treasured possessions. Apparently, he and his late wife had travelled across America with it before bringing the trailer back to London in the early 70s. After he had been widowed, Norman hadn't had the heart to go on any more adventures in the Airstream, and so it had remained in front of his house for the past decade. With no children to pass anything on to, he had told Skye that it would become hers one day. "It's worth quite a bit of money," Norman had told her. But Skye didn't care about what it might be worth. She would never dream of selling it, despite being stony broke. The Airstream was her last link to Norman, and she treasured it just as much as he had done. Although the truth was that she had much preferred renovating the inside of the pretty travel trailer than the eventful afternoon she just endured towing it for the first time ever behind her car. She had caused the traffic in central London to almost grind to a halt as she had crawled down the busy street at 10 miles per hour, desperate not to mount the curb and hurt anyone. Then, once on the motorway, she had dragged a couple of traffic cones underneath the trailer before a fellow motorist had pointed them out to her at a service station. Finally, she'd had to endure the horror of the narrow country lanes with their many corners and hills before arriving at the entrance to Willow Tree Hall, which is where she found herself now. She glanced around to see if anyone had witnessed her towing failure, but thankfully, there was nobody in sight. In fact, she'd barely seen anyone as she had driven through the tiny hamlet of Cranley a few minutes previously. Feeling thoroughly spooked, she quickly got back into the car and considered whether she should just get out of there. She was in the middle of the countryside, for goodness sake. It was creepy and far too much of a contrast for someone who had never left the busy streets of London. Skye didn't do different. For the past 10 years, she had enjoyed an orderly, steady life where she knew what she was doing and where she was going. The fact that Willow Tree Hall was such an unknown just added to her already heightened state of anxiety. Why on earth was she putting herself through the misery of this magical mystery tour? It was a ridiculous idea. She should have just driven straight to Liverpool to stay with her sister. That had been her original plan and would have mainly involved motorways, which were nice and straight. She should never have been sidetracked. Her mobile rang while she was still deep in thought. Seeing the name Summer on the screen, she immediately picked up the phone to talk to her younger sister. "Hey," said Summer. "Are you there yet?" "Nearly," said Skye, peering through the front windscreen. She could just make out that the driveway was surrounded on both sides by fields full of golden brown long grass before they disappeared into the fog. "It's taken me hours to get here, far longer than Google said it would. But look, I was thinking, maybe I should just turn around and come straight up to Liverpool. I mean, it's no big deal if I don't visit this Willow Tree Hall, is it?" "Are you mad?" said Summer, groaning down the line. "Don't give up now, sis. What about your dream? Have you forgotten about Venice?" Skye blew out a long sigh. "Yeah."